Draven on TWATECH Radio, bringing you some of the easiest ways that Microsoft has allowed hackers to subdue their operating system. We'll start off with some basics. There are a few local command line utilities that can actually be used to escalate privileges. We'll start with getting into the console. To do this on a Windows machine, you'll want to go to the Start menu and then click on Run. After that, you'll want to type in CMD and hit Enter. First off, there's the ATRIB command. That's ATTRIB. From the guest account, you can even use this handy command line utility to hide files not only from the administrator, but also when he is viewing hidden in system files and folders. Not only that, but you can use this handy utility to create system files. First, we'll go over creating a hidden in system file that can't even be seen by the administrator unless he uses something other than the GUI provided by Windows or the DIR command. The DIR command will also not show this file. Start by making a text file. Save it, and then cd to the directory that the file is in using your console. Now type ATRIB space plus S space plus R space plus H space and then the file name of the text file that you created. Now hit Enter and open up Windows Explorer. Go to the Tools in the menu on the top, then go to Folder Options. Make sure that you are viewing hidden files and folders. Now navigate to the directory you saved the file in, and to your shock and amazement, not only is this file owned by system, but it is also completely hidden, even if you navigate to the directory from the admin account. Don't forget to check for its existence by using the DIR command. For those of us who know what can be done with files owned by system, it is a pretty hardcore vulnerability that has been left open since Windows 9X all the way up to Windows Vista. I'm not going to go over using your system-owned file to escalate your privileges. The only hint I'll give away is that programmers out there that know how to construct and use DLL files shouldn't have any problems whatsoever. Now, another common flaw in Windows XP and previous is the AT command. That's AT. Basically, once you've escalated your privileges to administrator or a power user, you can use the AT command to execute files under the system username. For more information on AT, just type from the command line AT and then read the help file. It is similar to a Windows version of the Unix command line utility cron, however it defaults to running all executable files under the system username. Furthermore, there is another more terrible vulnerability. Because it isn't difficult to use kane-enable for getting remote passwords, using AT to escalate your privileges to system, or without AT, if you've created a user on your machine with the same credentials as the remote host's administrator and then logged in under that account, we can run the file mmc.exe. Once this has been done, you can hit Control M, M as in Mary. Add the computer management snap-in and specify the remote IP you'd like to manage. Using MMC, you can do just about anything to the remote host, from ejecting a CD tray, to uninstalling device drivers, to adding unauthorized users and shares. It is almost like Windows' own built-in Trojan or backdoor. A lot of ISPs jam the port 139, which is the NetBIOS port, and also the port MMC uses to interface with a remote machine for this very reason. Using the AT command, or your local username credentials clone of the remote administrator, you can also run a command line utility shutdown. Shutdown is exactly what it sounds like. It's spelled just like shutdown, and it shuts down the computer. However, if you run shutdown space dash I, it will bring up a remote shutdown dialog box. Specify the remote hosts, and since it's running with system using the AT command or your credential clone's authentication, You can most likely shut down a remote machine this way, in fact, with even a customizable message. What can be done to solve these vulnerabilities? Well, the solution is actually rather simple. In mmc.exe, you should add a snap-in for your local computer management. You should go to your shares section and remove the $$share. This is the remote management share. To safeguard yourself from the use of Attrib, try altering your permission settings so that only an administrative username can access the command. For any further questions, you can write me at depraved.dave@gmail.com, or you can find me hanging out in the Binary Revolution IRC server, irc.binrev.net, in channel #binrev. Shouts to Savant, Seal, Vector, and Space Out. This is Draven on TwaTech Radio, signing off.